Attention, patriots. Broadcasting from the Free Zones, Radio Free Redoubt begins in 5, 4, 3, 2...
Well, good morning, God-fearing, liberty-loving patriots. Welcome to the morning commute on this fine Monday morning here after a hopefully a restful weekend. Good morning, Lady Liberty.
Well, good morning to you. Good morning, everyone out there, and welcome to Monochromatic Monday, where the truth of God is black and white.
Black and white.
Yep, absolutely. That's right.
Yep, and the truth is coming through. We're still doing the Snoopy dance over Supreme Court rulings from last week. This is really exciting already. I mean, it had ramifications. In California, the Attorney General, Rob Bonta, advised California law enforcement agencies that the good cause requirement for issuing concealed weapons permits is likely unconstitutional and should no longer be used. It's not likely unconstitutional. It is unconstitutional.
Right, exactly.
But this was really great because, you know, in this age of defiance, for an attorney general to take the initiative and advise law enforcement to stop using this, you know, good cause, you need to show that you have good cause to have a concealed weapon before we'll issue you one. You know,
right,
so
yeah,
same thing happened in New York.
Just the whole, yeah, exactly. That's, if you don't know the Constitution, you wouldn't know that probable cause is what actually allows a whole bunch of things to happen. Like any kind of warrant, any kind of investigation into your private property, you
right.
have to have probable cause, not a suspicion, not just a general report from somebody that's anonymous. You know, I mean,
well, for you to be charged with a crime, there has to be probable cause.
Right. Yep.
They can't just confiscate property without a warrant issued on probable cause.
Right.
So you know, all the red flag laws and everything that they're trying to push through right now, that is clearly unconstitutional. In this case, I'm just happy to see that this attorney general in California, of all places, is stepped up to say, yeah, don't use this good cause to deny somebody a concealed weapons permit.
That's right.
Awesome.
Yep.
Very good.
Gosh, there is so much. You know, I just have to say that we have been, as Americans, we have millions of other Americans have been praying for these kind of results that we all saw happen last week.
Yeah.
We've been praying in mass for these kinds
of
answers to prayers
and
these kind of things to come about. And the fact that it happened last week is, it's staggering. The Lord is answering prayers. What we're witnessing right now is the Lord's hand upon the nation because of millions and millions of prayers to
Him. And I'm really glad that, that Trump recognized that in his speech.
That's right.
Yesterday.
Yep, I have a clip here that actually where he's in Mendon, Illinois, and he's talking about that. He actually acknowledges that this is the answer to all of our prayers.
Millions of prayers.
That, and it's true. You can't describe it as anything else. I never expected in my lifetime to see RVW overturned ever.
I didn't either. And the delineation is made so clear now, the divide, the spiritual warfare that's going on is all coming to the surface.
Oh, you know, definitely.
It's not just liberal versus conservative versus should we be spending more on roads or less or on parks or,
right.
I mean, these are deep, spiritual
important,
rooted things.
Very, very morally important, spiritually important.
Right. And now, like Christian Broadcasting News or Network, CBN News, they pointed out that since this, just the Roe decision from last week, they're running a headline, Witches, Warlocks Attack Christians with Guttural Growls, Demonic Curses, and Satanists to create their own abortion facilities. So I mean, this is clearly, this is not just some dogmatic statement to say that we're in spiritual warfare.
Right.
You know, you're going to, you haven't seen anything yet.
Right.
You know, to see this manifested, that you know, that is what is at the bottom of this. These are not ideological differences. This is not just somebody who doesn't like you because you don't think the same way they do. These are we're at war. We're at war, and you know, this is the evidence of it.
And just like what you said, this is definitely, these are spiritual issues, and these are demonic. This is like, you know, good versus evil, and
right.
It seems to be that the whole demonic spirit never has anything new to say at all. It's always the same kind of rhetoric, the same kind of attack, the same kind of statements from the time when Jesus was casting demons out of people till now. They have the same tone, the same kind of aggressive, confrontational attack, the same tone, everything. And especially like in Luke chapter 8, where Jesus goes to the man, the demoniac.
Oh, yes.
And who's possessed by legion.
Right.
And very first thing is this demoniac who's naked, you know, he's out of his mind, which is, that's a good indicator right there. He's naked and shouting and violent. Does that sound familiar? Right?
Right.
Anybody, first of all, that's the indicator. If strippers, people that are running around naked, they're not in their right mind.
Right.
And just like Legion, who is attacking this man, he's naked and he comes running at Jesus and he says, "What have I to do with you, Jesus, Son of the Most High God?"
Right.
And, you know, as if he's accusing him of something bad, right?
You know? Right.
like, how dare you be Son of the Most High God?
Yeah.
You know? And so this is kind of the same tone that they are shouting at all of us. And that was also the same exact tone that was being shouted at Representative Shea when I was working for him, because I was answering his phone.
Right.
And that was their same tone across thousands of phone calls.
Yeah.
And it was always just the same thing. You know, it's a very aggressive, it's just, they're shrieking,
yes.
they're screaming obscenities, you know, and the opposite of that, and to keep this in mind, like I was saying before, in your prayers for these people, they're under a demonic attack.
Yes.
They are demonically oppressed.
Well,
and Jesus cast Legion out.
Right.
And then once he did that, it says that, the man sat at his feet, put his clothes back on, and was in his right mind.
Yes.
And so that is the very distinct difference between somebody that is under demonic oppression and somebody that is in their right mind.
And now it's full blown. It's not subtle. If you remember in the 60s and 70s, what are now the baby boomers, right? The first generation of real Marxists to become activists.
Right.
Protesting war, for example. One of the most popular or common chants against returning Vietnam War veterans was "baby killer." You're a baby killer, right?
Right. Yeah.
So now, this Marxism has reached a full maturity. Now we are literally seeing video after video of people on the streets. "I love killing babies."
Yeah.
Right. This is the offspring of the hippie baby boomer Marxist anti-American sentiment, the ripping, the tearing asunder of Americanism toward Marxism, and they've been nurturing it for 40 years,
yep,
you know, or more, 50 years, and now it's at its full maturity. Now the same people from the same camp have finally devolved to the point now where they started off saying, if you're, you know, a Vietnam War veteran, you're a baby killer, baby killer, baby killer.
Right.
Now it's, "We love killing babies."
Isn't and there's
there, I mean, they're coming right out and saying, I'm going to get pregnant just so I can kill it.
Oh my gosh.
I mean, you know, this is the kind of stuff that people are posting videos of. So there is no other explanation for this to be this widespread and not isolated incidents than demonic activity.
That is so heinous. I can't even believe it. It just, you know, and it, God has to just be, I don't know even know how to describe God, how God could tolerate any of this, especially while he's got millions of people praying to have this stuff stopped, that, you know, that he reached down his hand and protect this nation and kick this garbage out. And then, you know, within the same borders,
yes,
he has to deal with this godless, God-hating whole mass of people also. I mean, so that's, gosh, that's got to be difficult. I mean, well nothing's difficult for God. And we
the
do
line's
know that,
drawn now. It's not blurry. It's right. clear. It's a clear line now. So you have to decide which side you're going to be on.
Well, and the good thing too is that we've been reading recently in the Word that he puts his mark on people's foreheads, that he even watched their reactions. And if their reactions are favorable, like pro-God, like disgusted by the abominations, if they're right. even just their reactions are disgusted by the abominations, they get the mark of God
those,
on their forehead.
Those who sighed and cried and wept.
They cried, they you know, do whatever against the Obama nations. Well, almost a Freudian slip there. Well, he notices because he watches by the second, he watches by the intent of your heart, moment by moment. He knows who you are, and he's watching how you're responding.
Yep.
And so, but speaking of the president that shall not be named, I just have to state before we do the word of the day that there's been a hero response that I want to acknowledge. Okay, so the previous sheriff of in Wisconsin, whose name is Sheriff David Clark.
Oh, yeah.
He had
awesome.
An excellent response to this previous alleged president.
The 44th president
who will not be named, right? And so that shall not be named president said in a tweet, "Today the Supreme Court not only reversed nearly 50 years of precedent, it relegated the most intensely personal decision someone can make to the whims of politicians and ideologues attacking the essential freedoms of millions of Americans." And so Sheriff Clark's response, who is also a black man, if you didn't know that, he wrote, "Oh, shove it. You libs attack essential freedoms of millions of Americans every time to try to abolish the Second Amendment."
Right.
And he also described in another tweet, "You know, Barry, the 10th Amendment to the U.S. Constitution, I know you didn't follow it as a president, but it is still in existence," he explained. "It's called states' rights for a reason."
That's right.
"States decide what their laws are. You know, Barry, the 10th Amendment to the U.S. Constitution..."
Which hasn't been around 50 years. It's been around almost 250 years.
That's right. And by the way, let me just read that 10th Amendment for all of you in case you haven't read it recently. It says, "The powers not delegated to the United States by the Constitution, nor prohibited by it to the states, are reserved to the states respectively or to the people."
Amen.
And so I thought that was an awesome statement back, because that's exactly right. I mean, first of all, the "oh, shove it" part is kind of what they need to hear right off the bat.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
And yes, let's all remember the 10th Amendment, and it has nothing to do with whether somebody wants to have a temper tantrum over it or not. And it's also not hasn't been wiped out totally. It's left up to the states to decide.
Oh yeah, and sadly, like Disney and other employers now are offering to pay for their employees to go to other states if they live in a state where abortion is banned. They will pay your travel expenses to go and murder your own child, and they'll pay the expenses for it.
Yeah, Disney, so, a pro-children conglomeration. That right. You know, that's really something, because it's a pro-children, anti-children
former
schizophrenic organization,
right?
And so what used to just be simple cartoons for kids is now a child predator. So
exactly.
all the more reason to totally ban Disney and everything they have anything to do with. Just don't buy it. Don't watch it.
Nope.
The United States needs to watch Disney tank and completely go bankrupt.
Well, and they are. They are really tanking right now. And of course, you know, there's Disney saying, you know, "Hey, we want to help you kill your baby, but any of them survive, we're going to sexualize them." You know?
Yeah, then we're gonna take advantage of them and probably molest them in some way, shape, or form. Right.
Netflix. another one, you go woke, you go broke. They just had to dump another 300 employees. They're crashing and burning.
Yep, I can't say I feel bad for them.
Not at all. I'm celebrating.
Well, so. And so in regard to the states having their own rights, there's 13 states that already had these laws set up that should Roe versus Wade ever be overturned, that these laws would go into effect.
That's
well,
right.
The first one to actually close down all abortion facilities was Missouri.
Yep.
And second right after them was Alabama. And another one is Arizona that is in the works. And so we're just going to watch them just click right down in order. At least 13 states will now be completely closed down to abortion.
Two of those are American redoubt states. Idaho and Wyoming have what are called trigger laws. So they banned abortion. They passed it. It passes the legislature. It's a law that goes into effect. I believe it's 30 days. Somebody said maybe 45 days. But for Idaho, I thought it was 30 days. So as soon as Roe versus Wade ever gets overturned, this becomes law immediately within, well, I mean, at 30 days after the ruling, it becomes law.
Yep, that's right.
So, woohoo.
I know, yippee.
I know. All right, well, let's get to the word of the day before the show is over with.
No kidding. Well, and just to acknowledge and thank the Lord for his hand in everything that we saw happen last week. And, oh my gosh, thank you, Lord, for your extremely awesome answer to all of our prayers. And and so the word of the day for Monochromatic Monday comes to us from Deuteronomy chapter 32 under the title of the Song of Moses, verses 1 through 6. Give ear, O heavens, and I will speak. And hear, O earth, the words of my mouth. Let my teaching drop as the rain, my speech distill as the dew, as raindrops on the tender herb, and as showers on the grass. For I proclaim the name of the Lord. Ascribe greatness to our God. He is the rock. His work is perfect. For all his ways are justice. A God of truth and without injustice. Righteous and upright is he. They have corrupted themselves. They are not his children. Because of their blemish, a perverse and crooked generation. Do you thus deal with the Lord, O foolish and unwise people? Is he not your father who bought you? Has he not made you and established you? And that's it.
Awesome.
And boy, wow, what a fantastic random turning, especially in our thankfulness to the Lord.
Yes.
And especially where he says, or it says, he is the rock. His work is perfect, for all his ways are justice.
That's right.
And the God of truth and without injustice. That's just, oh, I love it.
That is some awesome stuff. One more time, you want to put that out?
Yep, that Deuteronomy chapter 32, verses 1 through 6.
All right, you guys, write that down, mark it, read it today, meditate on it, and be thankful for the Lord. All right, we'll go ahead and take a break here. I'm going to let this Trump clip that we have take us into the break. Because it just ties into what we were just talking about. But this segment was brought to you by Prepping 2.0. Glenn Tate and Shelby Gallagher at the podcast to help take your preps to the next level. Very timely right now. Don't forget to mark your calendars. July 30th in Missoula, Montana. Go to their website and get all the details. And Lady Liberty and I will be there. And so we look forward to meeting a lot of you guys. Anyway, this is from Trump's speech yesterday. And we'll talk to you on the other side of the break. This is The Morning Commute with JJS and Lady Liberty.
We've got some very big news, don't we? We have very big news. Maybe the biggest, right from the United States Supreme Court. Yesterday, the court handed down a victory for the Constitution, a victory for the rule of law, and above all, a victory for life. This breakthrough is the answer to the prayers of millions and millions of people. And these prayers have gone on for decades. For decades and decades, they've been praying, and now those prayers have been answered to the generations of Americans in the pro-life movement, as well as countless constitutional conservatives. Your boundless love, sacrifice, and devotion has finally been rewarded in full. Congratulations, and great time. As a candidate in 2016, do you remember that? We did better the second time, but let's not say that. Did a lot better the second time. We did a lot better in 2020. I promised to nominate judges and justices who would stand up for the original meaning of the Constitution and who would honestly and faithfully interpret the law as written. We got almost 300 federal judges and three great Supreme Court justices confirmed to do exactly that. And thanks to the courage found within the United States Supreme Court, this long divisive issue will be decided by the states and by the American people. That's the way it should have been many, many years ago, and that's the way it is now. So congratulations. As for the Republican Party, we are today the party of life, and we are the party of everyone. We're the party of everyone.
Communists have plans for you. As soon as they're in power, they will arrest many of you, seize your property. If you're important enough, they will shoot you, along with all community leaders. The rest of you will be regimented, and some of you forced into slave labor. This is the planned, plotted, tested program they are determined to execute in this country, as they already have in many others. Don't think for a minute their program is on a take-it-or-leave-it basis. When you see where the Reds have grabbed a new slice of territory here or a whole nation there, well, don't tranquilize yourself with the thought that this will satisfy them. Every move they make, every piece of ground they gobble up, every labor union, every government agency, every local organization they infiltrate in this country is just one more step towards their main goal, which is America and you.
Are you prepared to defend yourself in the dark? A weapon light helps you identify and even deter threats in low light. But it can be difficult to find a secure and comfortable holster. At Works, we design and build holsters for Glock and Sig Sauer pistols with lights. Our precision fit holsters will help you carry with confidence so you're ready to defend yourself day and night. Go to worksholsters.com. Find your gun and light in our holster finder. Select your preferred carry style and order your holster today.
Welcome back from the break. This is segment two of The Morning Commute with JJS and Lady Liberty, coming at you from 96.5 FM, AM 630, and the live streaming. So thank you guys. We're coming out of Spokane in the heart of the American Redoubt. Lady Liberty, segment two. We're going to try to squeeze in as much as we can.
That's right. That's right. Welcome back to Monochromatic Monday, everyone. And
that's right.
So we have some other good news. It's been so awesome lately. We can hardly get to it all. So we have this clip here from Patriot Games on Rumble, and they did an excellent interview with Greg Phillips of True the Vote. It's Greg Phillips and Catherine Albrecht that are at the head of that True the Vote.
Doing awesome work.
And it says here that now they've been able to get their arms around the election cheating footprint, that they have identified more than 60 other organizations and communities where the cheating looks a lot like what happened in Yuma County, Arizona. And he says they're going to start coming down one by one by one by one, just like the domino effect that we had been praying for. And so listen here to this clip.
It's getting hot again down in San Luis, Arizona. I hear maybe next week or so we might see another arrest or two. We had some arrests in Texas with somebody that committed some ballot-related felonies. And the cool thing about that one is, just from a footprint perspective, it looks very much like San Luis. It looks and feels very much like San Luis, Arizona. As we've said all along, San Luis is the most comprehensive and complete and visible ecosystem of election cheating and organized crime that we've ever seen. Now that we're starting to sort of get our arms around that and being able to see it, and we've now identified more than 60 other organizations or communities that look a lot like San Luis, They're going to start coming down one by one by one by one by one. We're going to dial this up. We're going to keep playing offense. The Patriot community, the sheriffs, the some of these attorneys general are really getting after it and doing some really great things. But we just have to keep fighting.
Yep, absolutely. They're doing great things. They're seeing a pattern in other states where the exact same modus operandi they're seeing in other places, and they're going after them. So that's just awesome. Just stoked about that.
Yeah, well, that combined with the states, the Republican parties that are now declaring the election to not be accurate, that Biden is not president. I think that combined with this other stuff going on with Truth the Vote is really just going to bring it down.
Yeah, absolutely. And Texas, of course, you know, they already did that, but then they're on a roll. The Republicans in Texas now have formally declared homosexuality to be abnormal behavior.
Wow.
And is not deserving of the constitutional protection, you know, just because of an abnormal, unhealthy lifestyle. That's kind of
that's God's hand. There it is again.
There's finally the leaders are like, we're like, where are the leaders? Where are the people standing up against insanity?
Well,
they're starting to. This is really cool, too. Speaking of Arizona, Arizona's implementing the gold standard of school choice policy, and this is coming to us from the Liberty Daily. And basically, this is House Bill 2853, which would open the doors for educational opportunity for kids throughout the Grand Canyon State. So what this means is the money follows the child. You can put a child in your Christian school, in a private school, in, you know, a charter school, any other type of school, pull them out, and the funding from the state that goes toward the education of that child would go toward the Christian school a private school. Well, the left is flipping out. We're already struggling financially, and you're just taking, you know, resources from our already struggling education system. You know what, communists? This is exactly what you get. You try to pervert our children. You try to communize our children. This is what you get. You go woke, you go broke.
That's right.
There you go. whether it's Netflix or whether it's a school district, you try to come after our children with this type of garbage, you go broke.
That's right.
So deal with it. Change your ways, repent, or deal with the consequences.
There you go.
All right, guys. Well, we're out of time. You be safe out there and join us tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. right here for the morning commute. We look forward to talking to you then.
That's right. You all have a marvelous monochromatic Monday, and blessings to all of you Christian patriots out there.